Hey, y'all, welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Last time, I talked to my friends about taking the relationship to the next level, and we have more questions about that. So I am still talking with Tiffany, Terrence, Vernon, Quanetta, and Casey. Thanks for hanging out a little bit longer, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
So for all you newbies out there, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean. Keep it real. But most importantly, we are going to have fun or kill each other. So go ahead and clink your neighbor. Quanetta, I wish I was sitting next to you because we seem to be raising our glasses at the same time. Okay. Anyway, so let's get going. So as I said, last time we were talking about taking the relationship to the next level and who gets to make that decision. We still didn't wrap that up. And it sounded like we were talking about, there was some debate about the woman's capacity, the permission that's given to her to make decisions. So she, you know, in part one, we said she is the one who gets to decide if a relationship will happen, right? She gives the open doors for things to move forward in terms of establishing some type of dating relationship or talking or kicking it. But seems like what we're saying is after that, it's all up to the dude. At least that's what I heard. So I need somebody to clarify that for me because, somebody talk. Tiff, did you have a thought there?
Well, like I said, you know, I feel like the woman is the one that's in control initially. I'm not saying she's in control throughout, but she's the one that's going to allow the man to make that first move. For that first, you know, decision of.
Can I roll it back even one step, just one more step? We have talked about this like long, long time ago on the show, who makes the first move. So now I don't know that there was congruence between that conversation and I don't think I heard with resounding, affirmation that the woman actually has that control. So now if a guy approaches her, I think she gets to either, you know, give the green light to have a conversation or not. But We did not have men in that conversation saying it was up to the woman to make the first move. So I'm very confused even about that statement. I'm totally not feeling like we have
I think part of that was, it wasn't that we were not saying that it was up to the woman. Because although a guy can make the first move, and the first move can be introducing himself, hey, can I buy you a drink or whatever the situation is, that's not the issue. The issue is what I think in previous conversations, what we've said is a man does not know whether or not he is going to have a chance with this woman until she gives the approval. A woman can know within 3 minutes or three seconds before he even
got the way
whether or not he gets a chance.
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. A guy, all he can do is shoot his shot and hope for the best.
That's absolutely.
Because
I agree.
I can buy drinks all night long, but if you still say, oh, it's late, I got to go home with my girl, you know, you just bought drinks all night.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, another brother ain't got to buy you a glass of water. You can be like, hey, let me give you my number.
Absolutely. He's going to get it.
But I think once we pass that point, I think what happens is we go back to traditional beliefs. And the traditional beliefs is, okay, after the initial moves or whoever made that, all that kind of stuff, then we go back, then we try to fall back into this, well, this is what society said we ought to do. A woman's supposed to wait on the man to propose and all this kind of stuff. But it's a new day. And that's when it gets confusing because we still try to cling on to quote unquote old values or old, stereotypes, and that
the cultural norms, traditions, right?
What was that, Quinetta?
Right. I said, yes, it's tradition, it's cultural norms, it's values. You're supposed to allow the man to be a man. And now what that means in regards to relationships, you know, you let it be known, but it is up to that man to take that next step.
Right.
So what happens if he does not? And you, well, as a female, are, so Tiff has said, you know, in the past, she's had to make that decision. I think,
right. I mean, I think that's where women take control over their feelings, their time, in regards to giving that man that ultimatum. That's that whole ultimatum thing. I'm in it for a relationship. I've communicated to you that I want a relationship. We spend enough time getting to know each other. Now it's time to take that next step. If you don't want that from me, then it's time for you to go, or it's time for me to move on to someone that does want the same things that I want.
Absolutely.
So that is where he's going to gain that control. Say it again, T.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Apologies. Wouldn't you have had that that conversation at some point, you know, before?
Well, that? I mean, but I think that's the thing, is women settle and men stay in trying to get what they want. So
in the beginning, I'm clinking. Women settle.
Get complacent.
I've got to disagree to a certain
men. People get comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Right. People get comfortable. But I mean, in the beginning, a woman's going to say what she wants and what she doesn't want. Now, depending on how many people are sitting on that bench, or who she's determined that she wants, is what she determines she's going to do. Now, if this little man turns around and gets me all excited and wakes some things up in my body, I'm going to sit around and I'm going to wait for this man, and I'm going to try and inch him on to get him to where I need to be, or where I want him to be, so I can take that next step.
If a person,
I think part of it
in
is
the beginning,
you said women
themselves, believe them.
Wait, say that again, Terrence.
I can't believe what, Terrence?
If a person tells you what their intentions are in the beginning, believe them.
Exactly. I agree. However, you know, people change and things, people change. And I say that to say,
people change, or do people try to change people?
Or it, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not people change, but people are, yes, people try to change and people try to change that person. And I only,
I'm going to put it on this.
I don't want to give anybody. I don't want to give anybody false hope out there in the world, because we are definitely an anomaly, but people do change. This is a couple, Casey and Robin, Princess Robin, who started out making our intentions known.
We're going to be serial daters.
Absolutely not interested in being married. And somehow things changed. And I don't know who.
So who communicated? Who communicated that then, that next step needed to change? Was it the female or was it the male? Because it didn't happen at the same time. Everybody doesn't get to the same place at the same time.
Well, absolutely.
So somebody could have ignored theirs.
But sometimes what happens is.
See, what had happened was.
Simple communication. It goes back. Like this, you know how we've seen those movies, and we said, and Robin says it all the time, because you know sometimes somebody's supposed to say something, and then they not say it, and they walk away, and you think, why don't you just tell them how you feel, right? So sometimes that's what happens, and if you know that you can really have true and honest communication, then you're not afraid to say what you want to say, right? But sometimes we are afraid to have truly open and honest communication. I'm at the point in my life, I'm just brutally honest. I'm just going to say what I'm going to say. It is what it is. Either you agree with me or you don't. But at least you know where I stand, and I know where you stand. And go back with what Quinetta said a few minutes ago as far as settling. I don't think it's about settling. I think sometimes in my past experiences, sometimes women assume that a man knows how they feel. Because they don't say it, they just assume. Well, you suppose you've been knowing me all this time. I shouldn't have to tell you. No, you need to tell me.
Yeah.
And vice versa. But that's when the communication, you know, that's the breakdown of the communication, because you're thinking, well, we've been together for so long, you should know that I'm not happy with, or you should, no, tell me.
Well, and then I think it goes back to Tiff's point. People change because the whole, you know, have the conversation in the beginning, conversation was had. And the decision was no marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And yet, as relationships progress, so do circumstances. Sometimes feelings, and you have to be willing and open and vulnerable and have safety to say something has changed. Mm-hmm. I feel something different now than I said in the very beginning. And yeah, the other partner might not be there, but you have to feel safe communicating that, not, he told me he don't want to get married, and so I'm not going to say nothing, or vice versa, because I'm pretty sure.
But that's when I'm talking about when it comes to the assumption, because you already, like you said, you had that conversation and it was agreed upon that it's going to be this. Now that your feelings changed, you say, well, I'm not going to tell them because they said this is where they... But you don't know. You're assuming that that's what
right.
But that's when you got to just go ahead and say, wait, let me just go ahead and stay honest and stay true. And let me, what's how I feel. It may be good. It may be bad. You don't know until you know.
Because if my mind has changed, who's to say that his mind hasn't changed?
Exactly.
So, exactly. And I think that's where I've been in a situation to where I've been told, hey, I wasn't expecting to meet a woman your age with kids that young. But, you know, you know, it's not about, expecting them to change, but, you know, you're in a, you know, you're gradually courting, things change, of course. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was actually even at a point where it was like, hey, I would be told, like, hey, we get married one day. But, you know, you didn't have an engagement ring. There was never no date, you know. So you're like, okay, his feelings are changing. You know, my feelings are changing. But then it gets to the point where it's like, hey, the ultimatum is like, well, when are we going to do this? And he's like, well, you know, and then you're like, well, wait a minute, you know. So that's, again, I kind of go back where I had to make the decision where I was like, all right, you're not on the same. We're not, you know.
Well, let me ask this question. I know we're married now, but at the same time, I'm still not opposed to. So it is the end game to be quote unquote married, or is the end game to be in a healthy relationship? Because that's two different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because like Vernon was saying, you know, I'm open to a long-term committed life partner, even if it's not, you know, a legal marriage or whatever. Right. So yeah.
Right.
So Casey, did you ever answer my question?
Yeah, you left.
You left. But then he asked this question to Tiff and Terrence. So now Tiff and Terrence.
Oh. What, am I open to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying because I think there are times, and it may be society as well, we put more emphasis on marriage than a healthy relationship.
So is the end game
marriage? And I call that the wedding than the relationship.
Yeah, so is the end game marriage, or is the end game a healthy relationship?
I would prefer a healthy relationship over marriage any day. And if we can... So, what?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Giving Terrence a hard time just because he ain't committed and he won't
100%.
Hopefully they're the same. A healthy relationship in a marriage. I hope they're the same.
Listen, all of us on here have been married and divorced, right? So I've done it. Let me put a disclaimer on this. Don't get it twisted. I date. I have had relationships. I have had relationships that have grown from what was initially discussed. And when it got to a point of, is there going to be commitment and or marriage? The women have cut it off. They made the choice to be done, right? Or it was an amicable decision for it to be done. The conversation about a marriage or a healthy relationship, at this point in my life, I would prefer a healthy relationship because I'm not looking for marriage. So if I can have a healthy relationship that goes for however long it's going to go in a consensual relationship, then, you know, and I'll take that.
And so are you having a healthy relationship with multiple people?
No.
What if you have three healthy relationships that grow over the course of a year concurrently?
I am not having
Let me see that tongue.
Listen to that.
Oh. Were you getting ready to say something?
COVID is real.
Tiff, were you about to say something?
No, but I would choose a healthy relationship over marriage. However, I feel like honestly, the next relationship that I commit to is definitely going to be marriage. And we're going to mesh our stuff together because it's going to be hard for us to break up because we're going to be so meshed together.
It's too difficult to separate us. Look, we just going to be that meshed. I'm for real.
I think what changed so Quanetta, you asked earlier, like who decided, I don't even know that I know the answer to that question, but at some point he did.
Yeah.
She said who between the two of us.
Was it the female made or the decision
that we were not going to stay?
Because you had two people that did not want to be married.
Yes.
So who made the first guess? Took that initiative to actually bring that conversation up that says, gosh, dog it, let's move to a relationship. Then there's somebody that says, gosh, dang it, let's get married.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted was in that communication process, I don't know who said, well, let's just switch it to marriage, but it could have even been at a traveler's guide conversation. We said, you know, I don't know that I mean I don't ever want to be married again. I mean, I don't want to be divorced again. Therefore, in the whatever relationship I pursue, I am going to do the work to make sure it is healthy so that it doesn't have an expiration date attached to it from day one. And that kind of just opens other avenues to explore.
I think it was kind of mutual because certain things happen. First of all, for a long time, we said L. We wouldn't say like, we wouldn't say love, we would say I L you. Because that's how committed we were to, like,
that's because heart to you. It's like, what does that heart mean? Is a red heart, a green heart today, a yellow heart? What does that heart mean?
and what happened was, the more we communicated, because for us, it was different, because for us, communication was a key, because for over a year, this is how we communicated. We communicated online. We were not in each other's presence physically. So communication had, and I think that's another thing that happens, you know, in the more common relationships, sometimes it becomes more physical than it is mental or communication. And then when certain things kind of, you know, get diluted or whatever, then you feel the relationship is over. But for us, we came at it differently because we started out talking about anything and everything and getting to know each other on different levels. So that way, when it came time to say, I love you, which I think even then, it kind of happened by accident. We always say, okay, I'll talk to you later and I L you, right? But I'm gonna just keep it real. Robin accidentally said.
Oh my God, I made all the first moves.
Yeah,
I didn't propose to Disney, but I made all the
She first accidentally moves. Said, okay, I'll talk to you later, love you. I said, huh? She's like, oh. I'm like, no, go ahead and say it. Right. But when she said it, I said, I don't have a problem with it because I love you.
See,
too.
It was natural. Yeah. The whole thing is, it wasn't forced. You didn't have to talk about it. It just was what it was going to be, you know?
But at that point,
I'm looking for, they would say, what are you looking for in a marriage? Or what are you looking for? I don't know. I just know when it's I'm gonna feel it. Like, I think I'll know when I, you know, when it's right. Like,
so my question more so would be then, why do women sit on the sideline when there's a person that is a man that's ready to move forward that you're engaged with, and you sit on the sideline with something that is going nowhere? You know, you want to talk about
it. It's hope.
Tiffany is a great person to answer this question, since she's been in that situation for a long period of time, and she sat on the sideline. I this is me talking. Don't know the in-depth person, but this is what I've gathered from you with different things. Sat on the sideline with an individual that may not be willing to move to that next step, as you're saying, whether you were in control, whether he was in control. Why miss out on blessings and opportunities from a gentleman that may be willing to move to the next step or to engage how you want it, how you envision it long term? Why does that happen?
Well, that's why I had to remove myself from the situation, because I realized I was like blocking my blessings. However, it's unfortunate. You know, we are humans. Like, there's that physical, that attraction. I had that with him that I didn't have with someone else, or I didn't feel
it was common. You knew that person. You knew what you were going to do with that.
Yes. And it was even more than that, because it was like, okay, look, this is somebody different than what I'm used to. However, I'm attracted to him. And so when you have that attraction to someone, you know, you it's not about like you sacrifice or you give up. You just kind of, it's more like, well, let me, you know, I'm going to be patient. You know, this is something different. I'm going to be patient. Let's see. Maybe it's not about changing that person, but you think maybe once you invest some time into that person, get to know them, right. And so with that said, then it came to where it was, I would get the communication. I would get false hope, because he would be like, oh, when we get married one day, or he would say things to insinuate that we would we're getting to that next level. Then you kind of, you know, okay. But then I just realized, I was like, you know, I realized I was giving my all, and he wasn't giving his all.
From an educational standpoint, that's called a false positive.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I mean, again, I allowed it, because people only do what you allow them to do. So I realized that, and that's why correct. I went. Well, I said, you know what? Look, this ain't what I signed up for. This is not where I want to be. So I had to kind of walk away from the situation. But
well, he thanked you when he said, when we get married. If from the beginning, if he said that that was not the intention, and then he changed and then said that we will or we could, then at that point, he's changed the dynamic of the relationship, the possibilities of the relationship.
Yes.
Right? But if he never changes course, right? If he never changes course, then that's a different situation. What he essentially did was lie to you.
Yeah,
right. So then that's where the communication is skewed off top, and you shouldn't be in that relationship anyway.
Because liars.
Bamboozle.
Clink, clank, clank.
Yeah.
Cut him.
That happened on both sides, because once again, and sometimes people, especially when they get to know you and get to know your heart, they also learn. When they don't have good intentions, they also know learn how to pull strings with you.
Right. Yeah.
They know what to say.
Yes.
They can sometimes, when you're halfway out the door, and then they'll say what they need to say.
Pull you back.
To keep you comfortable.
Right. If they truly loved you, they let you go. They will let you go. If they truly loved you, they let you go to be free to go be with the person that you want to be with, that's going to make you happy.
Yeah. Because one thing I told Robin when we first met, I said, listen, I'm just going to keep it real. If I ever decide to get married again, I want to marry my best friend. That's my
situation.
And if we can never get to that point, you know, it is what it is. But that was my goal, you know, and that's what my standard was. if I ever in that situation. But the more we became friends, we became best friends. So like Tiff said earlier, so it became a natural transition for us, because I'm like, hey, you know, I wake up, I think about it. I go to sleep, I think about it. It's like, you know, we were literally, you know, going to sleep on FaceTime.
And who could blame a brother? I mean,
y'all help me, y'all. Please help me.
He ain't had no choice.
Oh, Lord.
To make up for the hearty rejection that I got when I first met him. So, you know, we're about to run out of time again. I still want to know from the audience, those of you who are out there listening, please send your thoughts on this matter. This is the time I need to hear from the people. Contact princessrobin@gmail.com, because in our case, the female didn't even make the decision about when to move forward with talking, because I made that clear and I got rejected. Booyah. And since I am, you know, a brother did decide when he wanted to open the door, but it wasn't when I decided. So we're defying all of the so-called rules with our marriage of 2 years now. Love you. Just wanted to put that out there. Things ain't always what they seem. So with that, I want to go ahead and thank y'all for hanging out with me. Thank you to Tiffany. Thank you, Terrence, Quanetta, Vernon. Thank you, Kurt, Casey, Clayton, for being a part of the panel, for producing the show, for the beautiful theme music. You can listen to the show at your leisure by following Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on 8 major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Subscribe and support if you like what you hear, and send us your thoughts. Please, please, please. Remember to follow us on social media. Facebook is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. Instagram is @justprincessrobin. Thanks for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches.
Smooches.